by the Rafah crossing after becoming trapped when Israel's war with Hamas began. It's thought 100 British nationals will be allowed to make that crossing today. America's top diplomat has been in Tel Aviv to discuss letting more aid into Gaza. Antony Blinken says there have been positive conversations.
We are looking at very concrete, practical ways to widen the aperture, to significantly increase the assistance that's getting in. The food, the medicine, the water, other critical needs for people who, through no fault of their own, are in desperate need.
Meanwhile, the leader of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has described all Palestinians who've died in the war as martyrs. Speaking about the conflict for the first time, Hassan Nasrallah denied anyone in the Arab world knew it would escalate last month.
This sacred operation was 100% Palestinian and was implemented by Palestinian 100%. They hid it from others. That's what made this operation very successful.
Separately, Rishi Sunak has said it's provocative and disrespectful for pro-Palestinian demonstrators to hold a rally in central London on Armistice Day next weekend. The Metropolitan Police say one is planned, but organisers are prepared to avoid Whitehall, where the cenotaph is. In other news, the murderer of law graduate Zara Alina in East London last summer has won a court bid to reduce the length of his jail sentence. Jordan McSweeney's minimum term has been cut from 38 to 33 years. A man's been banned from dressing in a black gimp suit in public at night after police linked him to 25 incidents in Somerset. Joshua Hunt's also been stopped from crawling on the ground. And Apple says the amount made from iPhone sales reached a new record following price rises. It made £35.9 billion from them between July and September. That's the latest. I'm Tom Howergan.
Thanks very much, Tom. We'll have another news update at 3 o'clock.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors and extensions.
Well, it's looking fairly overcast outside here this afternoon, but we are expecting there to be sunny intervals for the rest of the day through until sunset at 6.55. High this afternoon of 13 and a low of 5 tonight. And we could have some showers around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock and then just being overcast the rest of the night. Tomorrow morning you will wake up to heavy rain, I'm afraid. The sunshine and showers will be around during the afternoon, but then the rain will be returning overnight. A high of 12 and a low of 7. On Sunday, a rather early morning drizzle and then sunny intervals happening throughout the day. A high of 12 and a low of 5. Much nicer looking days on Monday and Tuesday with lots of sunny intervals.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 44 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome back, and if you just joined us, great to have you there with us this afternoon. Thanks for being there. Fascinating chatting with Paul Carr here in the first hour. It's all been recorded, and so it'll all be there on the show blog for Friday the 3rd of November. We'll be chatting to Paul a little bit later on after we finished the competition. We've only done one so far today, and so it's easy for you to take part by emailing in radio at phoenixfm.com. If you just joined us, we started off with Stephen Randolph Jackson, the youngest of the Jackson brothers. I mean, you thought he was. Okay, here we go. Second person. Hank Brian Marvin. Hank Marvin, of course. English multi-instrumentalist, vocalist and songwriter, widely known as the lead guitarist for the Shadows, a group which primarily performed instrumentals and was the backing band for Cliff Richard and subsequently for Marvin, Welsh and Farrah. According to Guitar.com, in 1960, Marvin defined the role of lead guitarist and became the first hero. So how old do we reckon Hank Marvin is? We're going to go to 1963 for the song, or the instrumental, Foot Tapper, which was a UK number one and was top 10 in seven other countries. So how old do you reckon Hank Marvin is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. So Hank Marvin with the Shadows there, and the second of our people here today. Third one coming up, third and final. Vanessa Karen White, an English singer who rose to fame in 2008 as a singer in the girl group The Saturdays. White began her career as a theatre actress, appearing in several West End productions. She played young Nala in The Lion King, and between 2000 and 2002, she was cast as one of the King's daughters in The King and I. White successfully auditioned for The Saturdays in 2007, and after a period attempting to carve out a solo career, once White had joined the group, they began recording music and releasing a number of hit singles. And we're going to have one of those from 2010, this year, the Saturdays with Ego, which was a UK number 9 and an Ireland number 8, came from the album Word Shaker, which was also a UK number 9. So, Vanessa White of the Saturdays, how old do we think she is? Radio at phoenixfm.com.
We used to go together, looking after each other. I thought that you were better. Look at you. You used to be so laid back. You always kept it so cool. I loved you 'cause of all that. That's the truth.
Break the fall,
and now you wanna pretend that you were super.
That's the third of our artists here today, and thank you for everybody who's taken part here this afternoon. We've got Chris and Bob, regulars in Hove, Paul here in the studio, another regular, Chris in Guildford, and another Patrick in Ingatestone, and also Annabelle, who has also joined us here in the studio as well. So we'll go through our answers this afternoon, and remember how this works. If anybody's got the answer exactly right, it's 3 points, and if you are the closest person, then it is 1 point. So potentially a winner could have a small number of points or a large number of points. We just have to wait and see. So we started off with Randall Jackson, and we asked how old we thought he is. So Chris said 66, Bob 65, Paul
63.
Chris in Guildford thought 48, which was quite amazing. Patrick 64, and Annabelle
59.
Okay, he is in fact 62.
Oh,
so that makes Paul the closest of all of our answers.
Ooh.
So 1 point for Paul.
Yes. There.
So it came on to Hank Marvin from The Shadows, and we asked how old you thought he was. So Chris thought 86, Bob 85, Paul
85.
Chris in Guildford 80, Patrick 81, and Annabelle
87.
He was in fact very young indeed when he was with The Shadows and with Cliff Richard. They were very young at the time, and he is in fact 82. So therefore Patrick in Ingatestone is the closest with 1 point for that. So all to play for somebody, the correct answer for Vanessa White. And so you can hear the enthusiasm that's happening here in the studio.
The drum roll.
Absolutely. So Vanessa White, we asked how old you thought she was. So Chris thought 30, Bob 33, Paul
35,
Chris 38, Patrick 37, and Annabelle
36.
She is in fact 34.
Oh.
So 1 point for Bob and 1 point for Paul, which means this afternoon we have the lowest possible score ratio that we can ever have. Here. There's not a single correct answer here this afternoon. So thank you very much to Annabelle and Chris in Guildford and Chris in Harlow for taking part, but not actually making it onto the board today. 1 point for Patrick in Ingatestone. 1 point for for Bob in Harlow. But our winner today with a staggering 2 points is Paul here in the studio.
Yeehaw!
And he's completely overwhelmed by the entire experience. Well done there, Paul. I think because you've played this game before with us here in the studio, haven't you?
I have, yes, but I've never won it.
No, I didn't think you'd ever won it before. But there you are. You probably got 2 points before, but never quite managed to win it.
So what's my prize?
Your prize is whatever you want to imagine it to be, Paul. You see. So let's go back. For people who've just joined us today, then you were talking earlier on about your time in Billericay and now going off to Paphos in Cyprus, all very exciting and things like this. But of course, you've been doing some music promoting in this country, maybe going to do some out there as well.
I hope so. There's a lot of bars and venues are playing music over there. I'm hoping that I'll be able to have a house gig or two. I shall look forward to finding out artists perhaps who are doing some original stuff amongst their covers. Quite interesting, Patrick. I received hundreds of messages of congratulations and what have you when it was announced I was leaving. Very moving, I have to say. And the first email I received from Cyprus was a chap who I'd met very briefly over there, and he said, "Paul, I've just been looking at your website and I see you do music promotion." He said, "I play in a blues band and there's an amazing music culture in Paphos. I look forward to introducing you to it." So I thought, out of all the emails I could have opened first, the first one was about music.
That's great.
So I'm hoping that Rev Pac-Man promotion hasn't come to a premature end and will continue over there.
Yeah, I'm sure that it particularly will. And of course, you've always been somebody who's really liked his music and taken on particular artists as well.
I've always enjoyed finding out about new artists. If I go to a gig, I will always listen to the support act, because often they are the stars of tomorrow and are as equally as good as sometimes as a leading artist. They just haven't had the exposure to do that. So I've always enjoyed sort of listening to new artists, finding out who's the latest recommendation with various websites and emails that I'm on to listen to. But what's interesting, I often pass that on to people who I email or people who connect with my websites, and it's amazing how many people said, "I've got into that artist because you said you were into them, so they must be good."
That's really good. That's very good. So tell me about Eleanor and your involvement with her.
Well, I know Ellie Every's mum and dad, the friends of mine who live in Manchester, and this is Ellie, one of their daughters, who's had cancer. She has multiple, shall we say, health issues, but she's always been a singer as a child, always, you know, sort of making music and what have you. And about a year ago, she was looking for a crowdfund to be able to bring out an album and a single. So this song that I've chosen is the first song that she's ever released as part of a crowdfund, and hopefully with an album to come out next year. It's a lovely song, and if you're listening, Ellie, this one's for you.
Cheers, and thank you for coming in this afternoon, Paul. It's been much appreciated.
It's a great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
Safe and never fail.
That's Alan Avery.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
And don't forget, you can find all of our programmes, of course, in the Brentwood Gazette and on our schedule as well on the website. Patrick in Ingatestown, well, you didn't win again today, but never mind. But you asked for an interesting track for us to have today. These are, again, Hank Marvin twice and The Shadows twice, and you didn't know when you requested this that we were going to have Hank Marvin as part of the competition for us today. But this is a track from The Shadows, came out in 1980, called Riders in the Sky. It was a UK number 12 and number 6 in Ireland and number 21 in Finland. And I have to say, it has the most extraordinary early 1980s backing to The Shadows. Yeah, just have a listen. Some of you will like it, some of you will go, what? Let's just have a listen. Well, thanks for that, Patrick. Very much of its time, I think, that production. The Shadows and Riders in the Sky. It's time that we did some of this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So let's have a little look at what's going on locally here. It's quite busy again around the centre of Billericay, right up from a bit south of the Billericay School, right up through the High Street. In fact, quite a lot of traffic there this afternoon. Also along in the centre of Hutton, seems to be some traffic build-up around that area as well. If we get down to the station at Shenfield, less than it was an hour ago, but there's still noticeable. Be just a little bit of a queue round there. I have to say, really good round through Ingrave today and also along the Ongar Road. Not too much problems at all there. Of course, when we get to the centre of Brentwood, Wilson's Corner by its own standards for Friday afternoon is not too bad. If you're local, you know what that means. But just expect a little bit of a delay there. Get down to the Brook Street roundabout. That's now building up on the A12 coming from the south side up to towards that roundabout. And if we stick with the eighth of itself, then there's no two problems, particularly until we get up to Mount Nessing and the hold up that there is there around because of the 40 mile an hour because of the roadworks. If we go back down to the motorway, no issues at all on the motorway in our area until you get up to the junction with the M11. That is now very busy in all four directions. With the bridge in the tunnel, it's okay until you get onto the other side, and then it's pretty built up on both sides there. The centre of Chelmsford, nowhere near as busy as it often is on a Friday lunchtime, but I'm sure that's only a matter of time, really. And of course, there's that ongoing issue in the centre of Stoke to be aware of as well. Joe, give you a travel update, a full update of with all the trains and the underground as well in an hour's time. So let's have a look at the chart from this week in 1967. At number 20 in The Whole World Stop Loving, Val Dunican. 19, Just Loving You, Anita Harris. 18, There Is a Mountain, Donovan. 17, Reflections, Diana Ross and The Supremes. 16, Love Is All Around from The Troggs. 15, San Francisco Nights, Eric Burdon. 14, Excerpt from a Teenage Opera, Keith West, and 13, Ode to Billy Joe, that's Bobby Gentry. At 12, When Will the Good Apples Fall from the Seekers? 11, There Must Be a Way, Frankie Vaughan. At 10, It's the Letter from the Box Tops. 9, Flowers in the Rain from The Move. At 8, Autumn Almanac, The Kinks. 7, Homburg from Procol Harum. 6, From the Underworld from The Herd. And at 5, Hole in My Shoe from Traffic. At 4, former number 1, it's The Last Waltz from Engelbert Humperdinck. At 3, Dave D. Dozy, Beaky McIntitch with Zabadak. At 2, Baby That Now That I've Found You from The Foundations. And at number 1, it's the Bee Gees with Massachusetts. Well, we're going to start our three tracks going down to number 5. This is Traffic, Hole in My Shoe. It was a UK number 2, number 4 in Canada, number 9 in the Netherlands. And the band featured Steve Winwood when he was just 19 years of age.
Remember this golden classic.
Look in the sky. wasn't real with 102 soldiers which stood at my shoulder. And all the time you lost, the hole in my shoe which was letting me.
Traffic and Hole in My Shoe, and Steve Winwood in 2008, Rolling Stone magazine rated him as number 33 in the greatest singers of all time. And all three tracks today chosen because they've got an artist within the makeup of the groups who went on for much greater things and for a very long time. We're going to go to number six for The Herd from the Underworld. It was UK number six, the Netherlands number two, and featured within the band a 16-year-old Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
just heard from the Underworld, and if you're interested, if you just check out what they look like, they there's quite some interesting photos of them from that period of time. Number 17 on the way down in the charts. It had peaked in the UK number 5, and it was USA number 2. Top 10 in 4 more countries and a million seller in the States. It's Reflections, featuring the 23-year-old Diana Ross as a member of the Supremes.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of
and the Supremes, Reflections. Well, I hope you've enjoyed that trip back in memories lane, well, way beyond most people's memory, back to 1967 for the vintage chart this week. We'll have another vintage chart next week. We'll have another competition, of course, and I'm delighted that the studio guest will be Bishop Gooley, the Bishop of Chelmsford. She has an amazing backstory relating to her father them having to escape from Iran at the time of the overthrow of the Shah. You won't want to miss any of that. She'll also be talking about what the role of the Bishop of Chelmsford is and what kind of things she's involved with. Now, she was even involved in the coronation as well. Should be a fascinating interview with her next week. And don't forget, the shows, of course, are all recorded. You can look back on all of them going back for 11 years, my word. The food bank is really important this time of year, of course, as it's all the time. And a message here from the food bank locally here in Brentwood. As we move into November and the cold weather starts to creep up on us, the need for the food bank is going to increase. As people need to put on the heating, they will have even less to spend on their food and looking after themselves, and they're so grateful for all the help that anyone can provide for them. Basically, they want lots of tinned goods at this time, tinned food. If you can think of tinned food, then that that's the kind of thing they want. Chicken in sauce, chili con carne, potatoes, etc. All day breakfast, ravioli, spaghetti, you get the feeling. All of those things. They're also really keen to have some jams and spreads, biscuits, coffees, and jars of pasta sauce, toiletries as well, soap, toothpaste, all kinds of cleaners, washing up liquid, and tea, shampoo, and shower gel are all needed. You can leave these things in Sainsbury's, of course, in Brentwood here. You can leave them also at Dodds Road Church in Doddinghurst Road here as well, and in down in Ingatestone as well. I think you can leave them in Budgeons down there. But all kinds of places you can find that, more information about that on the Food Bank's own website, Brentwood Food Bank. And, of course, wherever you happen to live, Billericay, of course, have a food bank. Chelmsford have a food bank. Sadly, everywhere has a food bank these days. So do please do what you can to help out folks in that sort of way.
1-2-3 with Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kahn. On the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr-Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialist, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Don't forget, Joe will be along with you in 13 minutes' time. And I think not to forget, of course, the big sleep out, which we talked about last week on the station here with Rob from Chess Homeless. That's happening this Friday, Friday the 10th, at Chelmsford Cathedral in the grounds of that. If you want to take part in that, you can still do that. It happens from 8 in the evening through until 8 the following morning. Your opportunity to be sponsored and also to feel what it feels like to be a homeless person sleeping out. You only have to do one night for there. Of course, many homeless people do many, many more than that. So that's the big sleep out with Chess. Don't forget that. Now, Renee is one of those very important people that does lots of work behind the scenes. She's the person who puts on the recordings on all of these show blogs. Thank you very much for that, Renee. And I asked her if she'd like a particular track, and she chose The Lighthouse Family from 1998, a UK number six, Lost in Space. And she had it because it was the first dance at her wedding. Ah, we're all together.
Sometimes I get tired of this me first attitude. You are the one thing that keeps me smiling. That's why I'm always wishing hard for you. 'Cause your light shines so bright. I don't feel no solitude. You are my first star at night. I'd be lost in space without you. And so fine when we touch the sky, me and you. This is my idea of heaven. Why can't it always be so good? But it's alright, I know you're out there doing what you gotta do. My soul satellite, I'd be lost in space without you.
The Lighthouse Family and Lost in Space. Now, I wanted to read this to you now. Of course, when Matt Perro from Friends sadly passed away, he wrote this some years ago. I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life. I'm still working through it personally. But the best thing about me is that if an alcoholic or a drug addict comes up to me and says, "Will you help me?" I will always say, "Yes, I know how to do that. I will do that for you, even if I can't do it for myself." So I do that whenever I can, in groups or in one or one-to-one. As I created the Perry House in Malibu, a sober living facility for men, I also wrote my play The End of Longing, which is a personal message to the world and exasperation form of me as a drunk. I had something important to say to people like me and to people who love people like me. When I die, I know people will talk about friends, friends, friends. And I'm glad for that. Happy I've done some solid work as an actor, as well as given people multiple chances to make fun of my struggles on the World Wide Web. But when I die, as far as my so-called accomplishments go, it would be nice if Friends was listed far below the things I did to help other people. I know it won't happen, but it would be nice. Well, we remember all those things, Matt, but we also remember this. Rembrandt's and I'll Be There For You, of course, the theme from Friends, and remembering Matt Perry. Don't forget, there's all sorts of other things apart from the food banks, where there's food being distributed and things being done for Christmas. Let's tell you about the Christmas hamper appeal that's happening with the Daily Bread Cafe in Hutton, based at All Saints there. They're looking to put together different hampers to be given out to people. Last year, they gave out a considerable number of hampers from the church area there, and they're looking to do the same thing again this year. So do check out their website, won't you, regularly, and on Facebook as well, to see what you can collect in order to be going out in the hampers from the church. That's it for today. Look forward to having you in company next week, when I shall be joined by Bishop Gooley, the Bishop of Chelmsford. I promised you a second track from Laurent Diego's new album, and this is These Are The Days. Good afternoon. Have a great weekend, won't you? And do keep it Phoenix for Joe, won't you? We can't.
is what we came for.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.